Shane Dunn, we have you on Deer Farm, Mitchellstown, looking at the setup for Indy 19, which must be almost complete, or does it run right to the wire?
No, we're nearly there, Dave. A few little bits now, just kind of into, you know, final tidying, and which, yeah, it looks good.
Well, there was fierce excitement around town yesterday. I was live from Upper Cork Street in the temporary Red FM studios ahead of Indy this weekend, and everyone was full of praise for what Indy does for the town and the buzz that there is around the town over the August Bank Holiday weekend and the busking festival that they run, which is a good time to run it, I guess, when there's so many people around. What has it meant, you think, to Mitchellstown to have Indy growing year on year?
Well, look, I suppose it's good for the town. Obviously, there's a financial reward for them, you know, and it's not just the obvious ones of kind of pubs and restaurants, but, like, you know, all the shops do well. Like, you know, the leisure centre does well, or the showers, and, you know, there's a little kind of a twist in it for everybody. But I guess, look, the buzz of it is great as well, and is a big thing for the town. You know, we're all from Mitchellstown, you know, we all grew up here, so it's great for us to be able to do it in our hometown, you know. Although when you're sold out and people are calling to your house at 11 o'clock, that's not so great. That's it, is, you know, just get the kids to bed and then somebody's clattering on the front door. outside of that.
Shane, do you remember me? I was in your class in fourth class. Yeah. We made our communion together.
There's a lot of that at the moment, though, with the event being sold out, with weekend and the Friday tickets being sold out. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of that. Look, the other side of that, Dave, is you get to look after the lads who did
yes.
get to do it. You
yes.
know? But that's nice too, you know.
Yeah, I believe it was Oasis and Parky Queeve that first set the fires burning in you around all things music.
Yeah, I don't know, where did you pick up that? That was the first gig I went to. I was 15 or 16, but yeah, we got the bus up from Mitchellstown.
For real, but a bit of rock and roll, and now you get to bring rock and roll to your hometown. It's 10 years on Deer Farm, so is Indy 14 years old?
Yeah, first Indy was 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe next year, 15 years in my... might do something special for that. I
presume every year you try to add a little bit more, improve a little bit here or there. What did you target for this year?
Lewis Capaldi. That's what we targeted for this year. We've gone back to an outdoor main stage. It's a huge stage. It's bigger than that we've ever had here. Anybody who was at the gigs in Irish Independent Park will recognise it. It's the same stage. We've made our second stage tent is much bigger as it'll need to be for Gavin James on Saturday night, and we've just improved, you know, everything around the site, really, you know, even just from the boring stuff of people being able to get in and get out and all that, the VIP experience, you know, for those people who kind of paid a little bit more for their tickets. We've worked hard on that this year and tried to improve it, but the forecast for the next few days is really good. There's a little bit of rain on Saturday, but in general, like, the site is like concrete here at the moment, so I think it'll be a really, really good weekend and really enjoyable weekend for anybody that's coming down to Mitchellstown. Lewis Capaldi and Bastille, obviously, on Friday night, we'll be expecting kind of huge crowds at main stage for those. Looking forward to Jason Abbey lads on Friday night as well on second stage. We've done a lot of work with them over the last couple of years, and look, I suppose as a rock fan, you know, right from growing up, Biffy Clyro on Sunday, you know, this is an act who are headlining Reading and Leeds, you know, 2016, you know, two of the biggest festivals in the world. So to have them come into Mitchellstown, you know, with a full, you know, production is phenomenal. So
yeah,
looking forward to that one. And then I'm looking forward to it being over there. Having a nap.
Indy 19, Deer Farm, Mitchellstown, Friday through Sunday. Day tickets still available for Saturday and Sunday. The clamour for the weekend camping tickets I had to give away was huge. Thank you for them. I really enjoyed running the comp for them. And Shane, pleasure chatting to you too. Hope the weekend goes really well. Good on you.